The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we're going to talk about the energies rolling in for August of 2020. It has been a very busy nonstop year with so much going on, and we are in a continual state of transition. So we've been bringing you what the energies in astrology are saying. I look for how it can help us on a soul growth level, and then we tap in with the angels just to see if there's any insights or how we can be guided. Not to tell us what to do, really just to help let us know we're not alone in this. We do have support, but sometimes the insights are amazing and they just calm the fears, the nerves, just the whole thing about being out of our comfort zone. Today, I have quite a bit to share with you. I may end up breaking this into part one, part two, and we'll do what we can this show, and then the second half will be on next week, because there's a lot going on in August, and I want to give that information to you, because we are really coming into the last few months of the year, a big change year. 2021's right around the corner, and we'll get to that, because that one's still going to be us going through some shifts. But this year's really putting us through the training of how we can function and find new ways to do things out of our comfort zone. I mean, when was the last time you felt like you were in it this year, right? I want to say thank you to all of you that tune in. I want to say thank you to everyone that's out there just hanging in there and doing their very best, finding their ways to just make the most of any situation you're in. Because to me, you are the heroes of the world right now. Everybody's going through something different. And I mean, I go through mine too. And I share what I experience. I share what my insights are. They may or may not work for you, but I'm sharing what I do have and my experiences and what has worked, what I'm picking up intuitively, and what the angels guide me to tell you. So I'm doing my best to do my part to share that. It also lifts me to help you. So, I mean, that's helping me stay on top of it too. So, you know, with all these things going on, we're dealing with the stress, we're dealing with how to stay healthy, what can we do for that? And I'm working on some things over at my website. You're not going to see it yet. It's coming. I've been working really hard on some things because I want to get it together for you that will help address some of the things that you need now. So you'll see some things that are different. You'll see some things that you love, but it's all in an effort to listen to what people out there like you and me and all of us need right now. I focus on the metaphysics approach. I focus on energy healing. I focus on the intuition and connection with spirit and really, truly finding your way to live in a higher frequency, moving toward fifth dimensional frequencies, which are completely different from what we've been experiencing with three dimensional. So if you feel like you're going back and forth between the two, you're not alone. We're all doing that a little bit. But you may be finding that you're noticing when you are in one or the other a little bit more. So that's something to think about. So let's get on with August, okay? August. All right. Now, it starts off, I mean, the month of August, let's start back with the beginning of the year, because 2020 started off with a very ultra rare, pretty potent Saturn-Pluto conjunction. This is in astrology. And when you look at that, you're like, what is that? Well, that was back in January, and I have shows on that. But that was followed by several retrogrades all at once, and then a lot of eclipses. So we've been having it coming and flowing in quite a bit. Now we come into August, and we do have a chance to catch our breath. However, this will feel like, how do we catch our breath? It's been so crazy. About a month ago, we had a little bit of a reprieve. We are having a chance to catch our breath, but you will feel some things too this month. So that's why I want to make sure I explain it. August has the Lion's Gate, which is a very spiritual, intuitive time. That's every year. And then we have a little bit, believe it or not, there's a smoother intention of just things working itself out and unfolding. And there is a theme to this that I'll bring to your attention. It is about going with the flow, and I'll explain that. So when we start off the month, we have August 2nd. That's just in a couple of days. What is that, Sunday? That's Sunday for me. August 2nd, we have something called the sun is square to Uranus. And that's an interesting one, because this is where whatever might feel like it's just not very strong in your life, or it doesn't feel like it has a good foundation, or just unstable or shaky, whatever the word is you want to look, you might find that that just finally comes down. Okay, now that's like, oh no, no, these are things that have been needing to fall away. And here's the thing with this. You already know what it is. You know what it is deep inside. You might be not sure, and you're like, oh, I really didn't want that, or I'm like not sure if I can handle it. You know what it is. This is going to confirm it to you, and that you've known all along this needed to go away. And there will be a sigh of relief after you finally let it go, instead of trying to control it and hold it, going with the flow and letting it unfold how the universe is playing it out for you. That's on August 2nd. That's just in a couple of days. Sometimes we hold on to things because that's all we know, even though it's a fear of not knowing something new or not trying something new. Sometimes we like to stay in the comfort zone, even though we're absolutely miserable in the comfort zone. Think about it. Sometimes we just hold on because that's what we know. This is going to really help shake that loose, is what I'm seeing in astrology for that. So this will just help it fall away like it needs to help you to open up your life for something better to come in. So, I mean, this is what it's saying in astrology. I asked the angels about this because I saw that one and I go, oh, that seems so scary to some people. It's, you know, you're like, oh, what does that mean? It's not like something that is going to take you by surprise. You're going to know. You're going to know what it is, because you've probably been feeling that for a while, and it's just hard for you to change. Sometimes things are just harder than others to let go of or change. These are those kinds of things, and you'll know what it is. So it really won't be a surprise. It'll just be finally resolving itself. And there is a positive in this, because it's something that needs to be out of the way so something more positive can come into your life. And then on August 3rd, we have the Aquarius full moon. And I will be spending a little bit more time on that moon today. That's why I might break this up into two parts, because we have several things going on in August. But let's talk about this moon. This is an Aquarius full moon. Aquarius is the water bearer. That one is beliefs that need to be let go of, or, you know, you shed away those old emotions. And, you know, if you think about water, what does that represent in energy? It represents our emotions, and it represents those things that we feel like that. And this one is going to help us, because it's coming in right behind that Uranus square to Sun. It will, you know, it's going to shake that up. That needs to go away. This will help come in right behind it. Now we're going to shed that and release that out. Think about this if you had a big water pitcher and that water in there represented all the pain, the emotions, the things that you need to let go of, and you just pour it out and let it go. I like that visual when I'm meditating, when I'm releasing things like that, because water is very associated with emotion and feelings. And if you just think of it that way, it helps you have like a visual of moving the energy and letting it go. That's energy healing. That's you doing some self-care to help you let go of that energy. Now, this will be a very cleansing full moon. Why? Because we're going to be releasing and letting that go. So that's quite a bit going on. So we'll notice those things that we'll shed, and they need to be shed. You'll be ready. You'll know it. You'll know what they are. And if you don't feel that at all, this may not apply to you. Maybe you're, you know, ahead of the game. I don't know. For you that have been holding on to something that needs to go, trust me, let it go. Because this whole month is going to be setting us up and preparing us for the last 4 months of the year, which it will be ramping up a little bit more in September, I believe. And we'll go into that. This is building the energies. This full moon will build the energies for what's called the Lion's Gate portal that comes in on the 8th. That's always 8-8. It's a very abundant, spiritual, intuitive time. Full moons, think about it. Full moons illuminate everything. I mean, they put a bright light in the sky and they illuminate things that we need to cleanse or clear out. Every full moon is about that. This one is a little bit more so. And they help you to see, you know, the bigger picture, help you see how you could expand your consciousness, how you can see beyond what you are just staying in. So see, that will be good. And if you felt unclear about something, this full moon will ask you to look at that again. If you were unclear about a decision or a pathway or a direction to go, this one's going to help you go, let me look at that again. Let me review that again. Let me see if there's an answer I missed. I thought that was an interesting point with this particular moon. My dog is deep asleep, and that is a snore if you hear that rumbling, okay? So, yeah, she's, bless her heart, she's almost 11 years old, and she's doing amazing. So, she snores a little bit more, but that's what you might be hearing. If you hear her, she's sleeping right down here below my feet. Okay. So if you felt unclear, like I said, this one will ask you to look at it again. The planet of awakening and change. Now, we were talking about Uranus coming in with that energy for August 2nd. That's the planet of awakening and change. So it's very active under this full moon. You see, we're awakening, we're changing, we're letting go. They're all working together for you. And it's interesting because the planet Uranus is the ruler of Aquarius in astrology. And this will trigger this alignment that it has right now coming up. It's going to trigger things that feel unsteady. It just will. It's like, well, it's going to trigger these things that just don't feel right. They don't feel settled. You don't feel content. And those are the things you want to address to release and let go with intention. So when you do a meditation or a prayer or request for this energy coming up, and you should be feeling, most people do, not everybody, but I usually do within about a week, but you know, a lot of people, you'll start to feel the energies each day just kind of building, you know, and we're only a couple of days away from it. So I would think you feel a little bit of it already. I know I have in the last couple of days. If you find yourself very melancholy about something all of a sudden, look to see what it's about. It might be a sensitive trigger about a situation that it's just time to stop carrying that baggage of pain around. It might be, you know what? There's just no more energy I want to spend on this anymore. I just want to move on. So things like that, you might notice things that are shifting around you, moving, changing, that make you feel not sure what's next. We can all pretty much relate to that this year, but you will see that. It's going to be hard to know what to trust and what direction to choose. You might feel things like that coming up and swirling around. Here's the thing. There's nothing to control. There's nothing to control with this. It's really just a, okay, I need to just sit back and let this unfold and see what happens. If you're not sure about a decision, do you really need to make one right now? Maybe not. Maybe you don't need to. I don't know. Everybody's situation's different. But when there's an uncertainty that, you know, comes into life, you know, it helps us see. And this is what I like about this. Please listen. Please listen up. When the uncertainty comes in like that, swirling all around, it helps you to see what's not strong or what doesn't have a good foundation to last, to stay with you the long haul, that needs to just fall away and be replaced with something that would be more stable and stronger or whatever would work better for you moving forward. It's highlighting it. It's illuminating it. It's showing it to you. So a lot of times we take these things personally, like, oh, it's, you know, bad things are happening to me. Maybe it's not a bad thing. Maybe it's just showing you the areas that, you know, we need to work with. I started doing this and shifting this because I was born and grew up a highly sensitive person anyway, and feeling everything the way I do with energy. Those emotions, man, they would just get me sometimes. When I started really looking at it with things like this, it really has helped me to see the bigger picture, see it clearly, see it with a clear viewpoint to make better choices. That was something that I had to practice. I had to just put that intention out there that I'm just not going to let this tear me apart. I'm going to find a better way. And it was a work in progress. It's not overnight. You know, you may have to practice this a couple of times to feel that. But this is a big one, okay? So I wanted to let you know, if you're feeling those things right now, it's that uncertainty that, you know, just doesn't feel right. Let it show you what it needs to show you with a detached viewpoint, if you can. You might feel it a little bit. You may have a good cry session. You may feel, well, I don't even know why I feel like I do. That happens. But just find a way to just let it show you what really needs to fall away that's just not going to work anymore. Full moons are about that anyway. This one will really bring some highlights to things like that, because we need to get those out of the way for what's coming up in the next several months. So just holding it just makes it more difficult later. So when I started to just do that for myself, I found that to help a lot. And at the time, I really didn't understand it. And it, you know, I would feel it. I would feel the upset or the disappointment that I had to let certain things go or certain people or whatever. And then I realized, no, need to. I just had to let it go. I had to just send it away with love. It took away the anger, the resentment, the built up things that were happening inside, and it just let it go. Now I can send out love, and I don't understand why it ended up the way. Sometimes I still don't understand, but I've accepted it. I've accepted it. And that helped me to move forward so I can still be productive, not let it tear me down, and just let people be free to do what they need to do differently that may not align with being on the same journey with me anymore. Things like that. I felt that way in reverse too, that I've had to change some things up. I mean, the energy is not here to upset you. It's here to help you remove the things that need to go away. So I want to make sure that I put a little effort into explaining that for you, because I really don't want this to be tripping you up. I want it to be helping you. Sometimes it's just hard to let it go. I know that. But sometimes we know we need to, and sometimes we finally do, and we realize, wow, that was really hard, but it does feel like there's a sigh of relief because I did. You know what I'm talking about, where it applies to you individually, so just think about that. I'm going to take a quick break before I keep going, a little bit more to talk about with the moon, and then we'll keep going through into the month of August, and we will probably wrap up the second half of August next week, but I want to make sure this moon's coming up in a couple of days. I want to get the parts that you're getting ready to feel within the next week and give you this opportunity to really process what this energy can do for you and how it can benefit you. It's not here to be hard on you. It's here to help you. So please stay with me. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we'll be right back after the break.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're talking about energies for August of 2020, and I'm on the full moon that's coming up on August 3rd. And for some of you, it might be August 4th. It depends on where you are in the world. So here's one of the things that you want to ask yourself about this moon and releasing and what it's bringing up for you is, what are you holding on to? Is it about fear? Are you afraid to let it go? Is it a thought, a belief, people, circumstances you just won't let go of? That's what you want to ask. That's in general what you want to ask yourself to apply this energy on how it can work for you. This one is asking you to clear the way. And it really is. It's just this full moon's asking you, clear it out, clear it out. It's asking you to rattle the cage a little bit on those beliefs and ideas and see what hold strong and see what falls apart. See what isn't working anymore. Just, you know, uncover, take out, move the rug, open the closet, look deeper. This is an Aquarius full moon, remember. And it honestly, it's just better to let it go and let it fall away out of your life the way it wants to, rather than trying to control it. So if it's a tendency to try to control how things go, or you need to know the next step, this is not a time to know. Then it's not really a time for that. It's more of, you know, I just need to fall back and just, it's kind of like when you're clearing out a closet and you're taking all this stuff and you're trying to restack things and you know, what's going to work, what's not, you know? And then, okay, that just needs to go. What's not going to fit anymore? You're looking for what doesn't fit with your journey anymore. And to let that thing, let it go, just let it go, let it fall away. If we go with a mindset of go with the flow, we've seen that come up a few times this year. It allows the universe to bring things our way to that are, you know, will be more aligned with our heart and our soul. Because think about it. The Uranus energy is about shaking things up in your life. I mean, it's about shaking it up to awaken you. It's also about showing you a new and higher path, a better way. It's a very spiritual shaking up too for your soul growth, your soul path. It's about spiritual awakening. So when we start to look at things differently, when we start to awaken on a spiritual path, we don't see things the same way we did before. I know you can relate to some things in your life. If you've been following an awakened path, if you're listening to this show, you probably are more than likely, or you're beginning it, you'll know that you don't feel the same way about certain things. You need to pay attention to what those things are. It doesn't mean you have to hurt anybody. You're just really looking to stand up to be true for what you are about. This really is an energy that brings the frequency up for you if you allow it and go with the flow. Let it show you what it needs to show you. And instead of trying to control it, rattle that cage and see what still remains and see what falls apart. And let what's falling apart fall apart. Let it go. I know, sounds easier said than done. This awakening and this movement forward, because as you shake those things away that are holding you back, they're lower frequency for you right now. And as you shake them away, now your frequency is rising and you will feel very differently. You will be more in a connection with your soul alignment that way, is a way to put it. I mean, as we improve ourselves on a soul or spiritual level, we find that our frequency is rising and you're going closer into 5D living versus the old way. This is going to also support when you come into the August 8th timeframe for that Lionsgate portal, which is a very spiritual time. It starts to kind of wake up and starts to build right around the full moon. So that's another thing. And then that's about insights and spiritual connection. And you'll have Leo season coming in, and then you'll have the spiritual sun, which is Sirius, high in the sky. And that's all activating and receiving and sending and having more of a connection in that way. So the August full moon will illuminate things as they grow. You tune in, you listen, you'll start to feel that intuition, the inspiration to guide you in different ways. It's actually a wonderful energy to tap into if you allow it to help you for the way it's intending to. So that's what I wanted to bring up for you. I wanted you to know that that's a big deal. And now let's talk a little bit about that August 8th Lionsgate. Okay. So the Lionsgate, like I said, that'll start right with that full moon and it'll last until August 9, 10. So you'll start feeling it. So it'll start, you know, building August 3rd with the full moon, and then it'll last until August 9th, 10th. This is activated by the sun reaching the peak in Leo. It's every year it does this. This is something that happens every year. And the star Sirius, which is the spiritual sun in astrology, and it aligns with the earth. So this is called, that's why it's called the Lionsgate portal. When that alignment of that sun, Sirius, and earth, that's what activates Lionsgate portal. That's what that is. It's a higher frequency energy that beams into us, you know, like you'll really feel it with the heart chakra. You'll feel spiritual. You'll feel like you're growing. You feel like the aha moments are coming in. So if you've never really understood what that is in August, or you really don't know, you know, give it a try, because sometimes if we just put the intention out, hey, I want to connect, I want to align with listening and have my soul aligned, because your heart-centered choices, your soul, the whole thing, that's all the way you want to go. That's really the goal here, is to follow that. And then there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be worried about. It can feel that way if you're not trusting it, but that's the way you want to go. That's what will feel like, that's it, you know, that's what you want. So on August 13, now this is somewhere that you may want to pay attention to. This is where we will lay the groundwork for the coming months, okay? August 13, that's the Mars going square with Pluto. And that's what will be starting to build. So let me talk about that a little bit. Mars is an active player here next month in September. So, and then all the way till the end of the year. So that's going to be a very active energy that you'll feel starting in September, but it's starting to go into retrograde now. And when it does that, it's just going to have you revisit some things again. You want to watch what's going on for you on August 13th. Just see where things are, personal, globally, locally. Yeah, whatever. Just pay attention to what's unfolding. And just know that that energy, Mars energy, you know, can feel aggressive or impatient or easily irritated. At the same time, it has a very positive, proactive momentum to it, because we can feel stuck. We can feel like we're not getting anywhere. Our wheels are spinning. But when Mars energy comes in, there's a positive side to the Mars energy that can really get things moving for you. And it will be doing that. So if you just feel like, okay, I got to when it goes into retrograde, which is doing, that's a time to revisit your approach to things or how you were applying yourself. There's always ways we can change it, improve it, or do something else. And sometimes we might have to revisit these things several times. So don't feel frustrated. There was a point in this year where it felt like, I just feel like I'm in a stalemate and I'm not getting anywhere. That's because this is a major year of shifting and changing on all levels. And sometimes if you're going to rebuild something all brand new, you got to bring down the old first. You think about that. There's a lot of tearing down at the same time we're trying to rebuild. So it's not like you're being held back forever, but sometimes it's better to wait if it doesn't feel like it's moving. So this is all happening for everybody in different ways, or things you tried. Now, okay, I got to go a different way. I got to, you know, find a different approach here, things like that. So that's what's going on August 13. You want to pay attention to that date. August 15, that's when Uranus will go retrograde. That's the spiritual planet of awakening activity, shaking it up. It's going to go retrograde on the 15th. And then it will spend the rest of 2020 in retrograde. And then it'll move forward again January of 2021. Okay? That's a subtle movement, so you know you're likely to feel it subconsciously, if you even notice it. More than a conscious one, it will just quietly go quiet, you know, and just kind of go the other way a little bit. But it really does mean you'll go back and reflect on what you've done and accomplished this year, how you've grown, how or if or are you going to honor changes that will help you overcome the major obstacles and challenges that you've had thrown at you this year. Because if there's something that you still need to resolve, or you feel like, man, I really should be doing that, well, ask yourself why you haven't. What is holding you back? And if it's, I don't know what to do, then are we trying to control it or not? You know, is that a fear holding you back? Fear can really fog up what you see in front of you. It'll blind it. sometimes it'll just hold you so still that now you're not getting anywhere. And I get that. And sometimes it takes a lot of courage and Leo energy, since we're going into the Leo season, you know, has that courage to stand up and speak out for yourself and find a way to move through something. Even if you're a courage as you feel it, you're still nervous about doing it, or it's scary to you because it's something you don't know, but you do it anyway. And because you know you need to do it, but you're scared to do it, but you do it anyway. And it could be anything. It could just be changing something that you you like the way it is, you know what it is, you don't want to have to go through all that brand new. I understand that, but we grow and we find creative outlets and where our soul is really activated into finding a new pathway for us when we allow ourselves out of that comfort zone. So you might be revisiting also, and that's on the 15th. Remember, you might be revisiting things from early January of 2020. So that might come up. And then on August 18th, we have the new moon in Leo. And that one will be where, okay, now we want to put it out there what we want to bring to our future, how we want to plan for the coming years. Yep. This is a good new moon. That will be the new moon in Leo on August 18. Now it's time to think about the future when we get to that point and how we're going to plan. What are we going to do in the next few years? Completely different world. And it's good for setting, you know, intentions. This one will be a really good one for setting intentions. So as we go through the month of August, I'll put a little bit more highlight on some of these points as they come up through the weeks, giving you an overview for the month of August, because there's a lot here. It's a supportive energy with that new moon coming on the 18th. And that's the leap of faith that we're looking to find in ourselves, to just trust what we know is right for us. That's something that I wanted to bring to your attention. Now, there's a lot more, but I'm going to stop there because the rest of it I'll start picking up and we'll go through more of it, because that takes you from this full moon, this energy that Uranus is bringing in on the 2nd, and then how that's shaking things up. That's a lot to think about for the next 2 weeks. And you will be feeling all of those energies about this shift. So let me go over to chat and see how everyone's doing. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's good to see you guys here. And welcome to anybody listening on archives, audio, or over on the Facebook live stream. Welcome to the show. Let's see. We have any questions here. Donna is saying, I already know what needs to go. Awesome. It really will help the big picture. I just didn't realize the fear I'm holding on to. Good example, Donna. Thank you for sharing that, because yeah, see, this energy will help you do that. Remember, August 2nd, 3rd, 4th, that's going to be a big time where you're going to know what needs to go away, and it's going to be revealing itself pretty clear. Shadana, guilty of wanting to know the next step in advance. Oh, my God. I said that a few minutes ago, didn't I? I'm getting so much better, though. Yes, you are. I would have to say I believe you on that, because I can remember several years ago, totally different. So I've had the honor and blessing to see your growth as well. And I think that's beautiful. So just calling it out diminishes its power over you. Have you ever noticed that? Just calling it out for what it is. I mean, sometimes just saying, instead of trying to pretend it's not there, just say, you know, I'm really nervous about trying that new thing. And then you put it out there. It doesn't seem so big anymore. But when it's inside of us, it seems huge and just scary. And sometimes just calling it out. So good for you. And Maddie, I feel like I've been letting so much go this entire month. Woo. Yep. Good. That's a lot of progress, because that's fantastic. So I like seeing that for you. especially if you felt like you just were being like in a stalemate or things weren't moving or it was, you know, I'm trying to go this way or that way. Sometimes we're going to find out, wow, and this doesn't apply to you directly. This is just in general. Sometimes we find out, you know, I was trying so hard to make it work this particular way, go down that particular path and approach, and I should just stop right there, completely change it up. I have had to do that, and that's usually that's what works. Sometimes it's just not going. And it doesn't mean that the idea wasn't good. It means there's a different way to apply it that's going to work better. Or it's going to take you in a different pathway for aligning your soul with the path it needs to take. Sometimes we just don't know what that is. You know, it's like it reminds me of, you always take a certain path to work, turn a certain route, and you see the same things every time, and that's your route. But then when you take that different route, you discover things you never saw before or knew even were in your town or anything like that. Right now, we're not going anywhere. A lot of us are working from home. And I understand that. So what have you noticed about your own personal life? Because you're actually there more. There's a lot of things that if you give yourself opportunity, you'll discover things within your own life. Because, you know, now that we're not going into an office as much, maybe a lot of us, but, and then you look at it, you're going, wow, I didn't even notice this. I was hardly ever here. I was always running around so busy. Now you've had time to notice things that needed to be noticed. Yeah. And that's a positive we can take from the whole year of this challenge that we've been going through, just the whole thing. If you were really looking at where you could change it or where you can improve it, and the whole year has been showing us how every decision we make, how it affects ourselves, our lives, everybody we know, the whole world. That's pretty clear. I don't know how it couldn't. I mean, everything that we choose, think, put out there in the world, in energy, your thoughts that you put out there, our intentions, they're very powerful. They're part of manifesting. Affirmations are powerful. If you focus with affirmations, you're trying to change your outlook on things. But an affirmation is positive and it can be not so positive. So what is the affirmation you're putting out? Affirmations are what you believe that you're claiming out to the universe. So, and I've used this before. It's like, I'm just so frustrated, or I am, you remember what you put in behind I am this or I am that, is it positive or negative? And you can work to shift that energy. You may not believe it at the beginning when you start, but you just work with them. It helps to shift and lift your frequency. Some people go, that doesn't work for me, or this or that. Well, okay, that's what you believe and that's fine. And at one point, I didn't know either. And then when you start to shift and change those beliefs and you work with it differently and you really start to notice, wow, I'm being a lot more negative about something than I realized, or I'm being a lot more self-sabotaging. I had no idea I was saying things like that. Or you just don't notice it because you kind of become immune to even paying attention to the things you say to yourself, or what you believe. And affirmations are very powerful for helping you to discover and unlock and shift the perspectives that you see about yourself and others. It helps you to see and identify it. And so that was one of my favorite exercises that I like to do with people, just writing a list of what you say behind I am in one day. And then how could you make it more positive if it wasn't? How could you shift it? And just noticing it is an awareness that wakes things up spiritually, immediately igniting intention and shifting the direction of the way it wants to go. that's very powerful, and you may not even think that it is, but it is. And it's something that you have that anybody can do that doesn't cost you anything. You can just do that. And that's an energy that's taking an awareness approach to what kind of energy you believe and what you put out. In a world like we are in right now, we want to put out good, powerful vibes that will help heal and lift, especially you, everyone else. And I really like that exercise. I like affirmations for that. So you can always change them. You know, like, I am aggravated to, okay, I am finding a new approach to this challenge. That's actually way more positive. Like, I'm going to find a new way. Versus, I am aggravated by this whole thing. It's not working. Okay, see? That's an example. And then you just shift it to something that is going to actually be proactive about doing something. Now you're going to be working positively with the Mars energy that's there. You're going to be discovering and uncovering the areas that need to be changed or removed out. It's just, it's cleansing. Big cleansing here going on. Lots of cleansing. So if you had any other way to look at the approach that you're taking, I would say work with that right now. If you've done it before, do it again. Do it again. This is a good time to do it, especially when things are going to be shaking up around that full moon to show you, okay, yeah, that's it. And I already knew that. But okay, now you're going to have to find a way to move through it. That's the biggest thing that the angels are bringing to me about this entire topic today, is being with intention, put some effort into, okay, how can I shift this approach? That's what I'm receiving from Michael. Michael's very organized that way. He likes to just do this approach, like, let's just clean this up. Very good angel to work with when you're working on cleansing energy out, because this is the one that you can help, that can help you to take the fears away, things like that. They help you to do it, help you to let it go. And then you don't feel like you're trying to do it all by yourself. But Michael's wonderful for that. I work with Michael a lot. Yes, you will hear Michael a lot. Most like workers and healers do work with Michael a lot, because, you know, if that's what they do, Michael's part of that, because we're clearing energy, we're healing, we're moving things out, we're cleansing. Michael's a wonderful angel to ask for help with the cleansing in this full moon energy time. And say, you know, if there's something that's really sticking firm for you that you know needs to go away, ask for it to be let go. Ask for it to get dislodged and loosen up and to show you clearly, okay, yep, that needs to go away. Because if you were to look at it for what it really is, you'll see that it isn't going to stand up or support you coming up in the next several months. Over the last 4 months of this year and into next year. So this month in particular is helping us do some internal, personal, spiritual house cleaning. So we're ready for the next part. So that's what I'm going to be doing. That's what I'm highly recommending we do with this energy. And that's what Michael has brought to me with this. So if there is anything that you feel like, gosh, I really want to know what angels want me to do, it's not like they want you to do anything. They want to support you. They want you to learn that you can do it for yourself as well. That's one of the things I really want to bring up. It's not about, hey, you know, what do they want me to do? Mm-mm. They don't do it that way. They really changed that and showed me that very strongly a couple of years ago. No, it's not like do this, do that. It is, we're here to support you. They are about supporting you for your soul growth too. Really, what you want to be thinking about is, how can I align with my soul's journey, my soul's path, my soul purpose? And You don't need to know what it is. You just need to have the intention of aligning with it. Angels will help support you, highlight things. Things will unfold because we're not going to try to control it. It'll unfold as you go on the different approaches and steps you'll have. You'll find an inspiration. You'll have an idea. It's very empowering when they help you this way because they're helping to support you in your efforts. Okay? Not to manipulate or control or tell you what to do. It is never about that. It never is. I want to make sure you understand that. I had to get taught that. I've told you the story before. Michael taught me that. He kept trying to hand me his sword. The sword that he carries, you know, cuts away the cords and, you know, cuts away the energies. And him handing me this sword, and I kept trying to hand it back. He goes, no, you're going to learn how to use it. You're going to need it. Where are you going? I'm thinking, that's yours. Why are you giving it to me? Because he was telling me then, I want to teach you how to empower and do this. Because honestly, that's a wonderful way they help us. So we don't feel helpless and we're begging and hoping that they might answer us and give us an idea. They're going to help us when we are helping us. And they support us being proactive in that. So very strong message that he wanted me to bring to you with that today. And I have brought it up before, but he reminds me of it in this one because he's not here to save you and help you avoid what you need to learn about things. It's not about that. It's to help you have that strength and help you cut the cords away and help you learn that you are a very empowered person when they support you like that versus, oh, just tell me what to do. They're not going to do that. Not today anyway. I mean, they come in and give me information to give you. This is what they're giving me to give you today. And honestly, I like this message because what I don't want to see is people feel like they're helpless and they're hoping that their prayer was heard. Every single one is heard, but are we actually acknowledging the answer? Is it going the way we want, or are we still trying to control it? Are we afraid to move forward? What I like about Michael's message here is he wants us to feel empowered and strong and know that it takes courage within our soul. We want to align with the soul. The soul has no fear of what we need to do. It will just go through that. But I understand that this is a tough year. There's a lot going on. I'm not saying all of this is going to be, oh, okay, I get it in 5 minutes. No, the intention is to work in that direction. And this is what I'm receiving. This is what's helped me. And it's changed my life completely. So I'm sharing what I do know with that, but he's also telling me very strongly to say that to you today. So this is a big month of letting a lot go, clearing it out, so you can open up a pathway to see clearly where we're going in the next few months. Toward the middle of the month, in a couple of weeks, you'll have the opportunity to start planning that future on that new moon. Okay, my goodness. So, wow, that was a lot. I'll have to go back and listen to what he said. Okay, I think I did answer that, Maddie, so I will keep moving. And I know that's a frustrating answer to you because she's asking about what you may not realize I'm holding on to. That's the thing. That's what this energy is doing right now. And it's not about telling you. The thing is, here's what's really important. And I mean, I could say, oh, yeah, let me give you a bunch of angel messages, but that wouldn't be the right thing to tell you today because I really want to help you grow and I really want to help you feel empowered. They want you to recognize it. And I know you're like, but I can't. Yes, you can. You believe you can't. What are you saying behind I am not realizing? I am not what? So these are these things that Michael has been very strong about today. It's a tough love message, I guess, but it's an important one that we all need right now because we really want to be tapping in and trusting our voice within us, our soul's voice, our inner true self. We want to be listening to those heart choices, what we know feels right, but we're not doing it. And then we feel clouded because we really don't want to do that, but we really know we should. I know. Tough one today. It was, but it's what I received to give to you. And I absolutely, truly want everyone to find their way through this. You, the angels are there, but they really want you to know that you can do this. And they are there for you with that. So if it feels like you don't know yet, it will come to you. And I hope that you guys take this and give it a try. I really will. I hope you give it a chance and find a new way to go through this crazy time. I want to thank you so much for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. And I will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.